If, for any reason, the new Miss Universe cannot fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take over.
This is a clip from the 2008 Miss Universe pageant. That year, Miss Colombia and Miss Venezuela went head-to-head for the crown, the two countries that have always been rivals when it comes to beauty pageants. Tensions were running high. And then...
the first runner-up is... Colombia.
And so Miss Universe 2008 is Venezuela.
In the history of pageants, Venezuela has won the second most Miss Universe crowns, just one crown behind the United States. This obsession with beauty pageants in Venezuela began in the 1950s during the country's oil boom.
Once each year, the eyes of the nation focus on the spectacular Miss America pageant, which is inaugurated with...
The government exported barrels of oil to the U.S., and in return, Venezuela adopted not only American tastes like shopping malls and muscle cars, but also the beauty pageant tradition.
...that has spread the fame of Atlantic City and glorified the talented American girl.
In recent years, pageant popularity has dwindled in the U.S., but it's only grown stronger in Venezuela and neighboring Colombia. In fact, these days, Colombians and Venezuelans go after each other aggressively on social media during the Miss Universe pageant, fighting about whose contestant is more beautiful. It's gotten so bad that both Miss Colombia and Miss Venezuela have had to speak to the media, denying social media rumors that they hated each other.
Venezuela y Colombia rivales?
No, para nada.
In both Venezuela and Colombia, women strive to live up to the beauty pageant ideals that include curvy, voluptuous bodies, long, luscious hair, and light skin. Like in this commercial from Colombia that advertises tight jeans that lift up a woman's behind.
Me levanta la cola.
In the commercial, a woman in those jeans walks down the street while men turn around to look at her.
Levanta cola.
Cuando caminas echas candela porque vas sola.
Levanta cola.
Or in this shampoo commercial from Venezuela that features a former Miss Venezuela talking about how to get strong, abundant, and thick long hair. But these days, for some Venezuelan women, beauty has taken a back seat. From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, how the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela has created an underground market for the buying and selling of Venezuelan women's hair. For the last few years, Venezuela has been struggling politically and economically. Massive hyperinflation has made basic items completely unaffordable. There's widespread shortages of food and medicine, and recently now there have been blackouts as well.
The power is still out. The ninth day of no electricity.
When people have protested these conditions, the government has shut them down, often using violence.
There is no food, there is no paper, there is no medicine. We are dying. Please help Venezuela.
On top of that, there's political chaos.
We expect now that the democratic governments of the world will recognize Juan Guaido as a legitimate president.
President Nicolas Maduro has continued to hold on to power amidst growing international pressure to hold a fair election. And in the midst of all of this, a new market has emerged along the Colombian-Venezuelan border. Venezuelan women are crossing to sell their hair to Colombian salons in order to make ends meet and survive. Luis Gallo is a reporter based in Bogotá, and he recently traveled to the Colombian-Venezuelan border to bring us this story.
I meet Daniela Martinez on a hot day near the bridge that connects Venezuela to Colombia.
Gracias.
Daniela is in her early 30s. She's wearing a red t-shirt, white jeans, and a purple backpack. She has long, dark brown, wavy hair that flows past her shoulders, and big brown expressive eyes.
Bueno, yo participé en el certamen de Miss Mérida.
When she was 21, Daniela wanted to be a beauty queen. She even entered a local beauty pageant back in her home state of Mérida.
Y quedé como segunda finalista.
She came in second place. If she had been first, she would have gone to participate in the Miss Venezuela pageant, and that's a big deal.
El Miss Venezuela ya es prácticamente parte de nuestra cultura.
Daniela says that the Miss Venezuela pageant is a big part of their culture. And for Venezuelan women, it's important to keep up the reputation for being the world's most beautiful.
Mientras tú estás allí como en esa burbuja mágica.
She tells me the pageant world feels like a magic bubble. You have to smile and pretend that nothing bad is happening in the country, and everything is perfect.
Como que todo está muy bien y todo es perfecto.
After her second place finish, she could have tried to compete again the following year. But she says she had to stop because inflation started getting higher.
Hay mucha exigencia a nivel físico, hay muchos retoques que hacer. Y todo eso es dinero.
She couldn't afford to pay for the beauty treatments and plastic surgeries that she needed to continue. She told me her beauty coach recommended she get a nose job, but her family didn't have the means, and she couldn't get a sponsor to pay for it. Instead, she became an accountant in Caracas for almost 5 years. She lived with her then boyfriend and became pregnant, had a boy. She says the economic crisis was manageable for them up until 2 years ago, when she split up with her boyfriend. Venezuela's downward spiral in the last few years has made life almost unbearable for many. It's been estimated that almost 90% of the population lives in poverty. This is in a country that at one point was Latin America's richest country per capita. Now Daniela is the main breadwinner for her family. She takes care of her 4-year-old son, her mother, and her grandmother. Her grandmother is sick with diabetes, and the medicine she needs has been getting more and more expensive. So when she heard from a friend that there was a way to make money quickly, Daniela jumped at that chance. Her friend told her, if you cross over to Colombia, you could actually make pretty good money selling your hair. She put Daniela in touch with a man who could help her do it. Daniela got in touch with them on WhatsApp. He told her to cross the border today and wait under a tree 200 feet from the Simón Bolívar Bridge. This footbridge is the busiest border crossing between Colombia and Venezuela, and as many as 46,000 people pass through it every day. It's a very hectic scene. The 4-lane bridge, which goes over the Táchira River that separates the two nations, doesn't allow car traffic anymore. Instead, it's a constant stream of people crossing from Venezuela into Colombia. Many of those crossing today are rolling in large suitcases and luggage in the midday tropical sun.
Bueno, estuvo un poco difícil pasar esta vez porque había mucha más gente que antes.
Daniela tells me it was more difficult to cross today than usual. Before, there were less people carrying less stuff.
Ahora veo que la gente se viene con todo. Con su familia, con sus cosas, todo.
But now, she sees whole families crossing with all their belongings. People who most likely plan to emigrate to Colombia or countries beyond.
Que no me queda más alternativa.
Daniela tells me she's come here today to sell her hair. Because honestly, she has no other choice. She has the basic needs of her family to take care of.
Incluso una sola cajita de pastilla te puede costar.
She says that one box of her grandmother's medication could cost up to 2 months' worth of earnings on minimum wage. And not even the hospitals have medicine. Daniela tells me you can't survive in Venezuela, even if you are an educated professional.
Tienes que inventarte una manera de vivir y pues tienes que volverte una super mujer, una super mamá.
To survive, you have to become a superwoman, a super mom to get what your kid needs. And have you decided how much of the hair you're gonna cut off?
Bueno, ellos me dicen que por ser cabello virgen y bueno, porque está en buen estado.
The contact told her since it's virgin hair, which means it hasn't been dyed or chemically treated, and because it's in good condition, they would give her around $30 for some of it or $60 for all of it.
Y bueno, ya que estoy aquí, pues creo que voy a aprovechar de cortármelo todo.
She says she's ready to cut all of it and get as much money as she can. With those $60, in Colombia, Daniela can buy groceries that would last her for about 3 weeks, some toiletries, the medicine her grandmother needs, and her bus ticket back to Mérida. As we wait for the guy who will take her to get the haircut, 10 minutes, then 25 minutes, I notice Daniela is starting to look upset. I ask her how she's feeling.
Pues, ¿cómo crees que me siento? De verdad, yo nunca imaginé que iba a llegar hasta esto. Yo hasta hace poco tenía mi trabajo, tenía mi vida normal.
She says that up until recently, she had a job, a normal life. And then everything became so hard.
¿Cómo es posible que yo tenga que cortarme mi cabello para poder conseguirle una medicina a mi abuela?
How is it possible that she has to sell her hair to buy some medicine and to be able to feed her son? Moments later, the guy we're waiting for comes. He's a kid, actually. Can't be older than 20 years old. He takes us down a narrow sidewalk off the main road and into a small storefront, where inside, I can see women getting their haircut. There's a sign by the small window that reads, "We buy silver and gold." This market for Venezuelan hair is informal. It's not regulated, and it works by word of mouth. The guy tells me I have to wait outside. He takes Daniela inside the storefront, where the tight space is crowded. I watch her through the small window. She sits down, and the woman who I assume will cut her hair examines it. The woman starts cutting Daniela's long, wavy, dark brown hair in chunks and ties them up in rubber bands in small ponytails. Daniela is wiping tears from her face as she sheds her long, beautiful hair. About half an hour later, Daniela is done at the salon. She looks as if she got a pixie haircut, but it's uneven.
¿Cómo te fue?
I asked Daniela how the haircut went.
Bueno, me lo cortaron todo. Menos mal que traigo esto porque...
She tells me they cut it all off. But she says, at least I brought this. She pulls out a baseball hat and puts it on her head. It's yellow, blue, and red, with stars running through the middle. It's the flag of Venezuela.
Coming up on Latino USA, reporter Luis Gallo dives deeper into the informal market for Venezuelan hair, and he finds out who the hair goes to once it's been sold at the border. Stay with us. No te vayas.
Julia Furlan here. Don't miss my chat with Greta Lee. You know her from Russian Doll.
Sweet birthday, baby.
Sweet birthday, baby.
Sweet birthday, baby.
We talk about New York comedy and fashion and her own HBO deal. That's this week on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Reporter Luis Gallo has been looking into the growing informal market for Venezuelan hair in Colombia, and he found out that a lot of that business first happens over Facebook. Women post selfies asking how much they can get for their hair, and other people reply, offering to buy their hair at the border. Before the break, Luis spent time with a Venezuelan woman named Daniela, who sold her hair at the border for $60. Now he meets someone who shows him where hair like hers might go after it gets cut and sold. Luis Gallo picks up the story from here.
After meeting Daniela at the border and watching her get her hair cut, I wanted to see if I could find out where the hair might go afterwards. So on Facebook, I reached out to one of the guys posting that they would buy and sell hair. I call them hair hustlers, since they're kind of like these third-party guys. They connect women who want to sell their hair to the salons that buy it, and in return, they make a cut of the exchange. They weren't very open to talking to me, but finally, one of them agreed to let me tag along while he worked. I meet Guillermo Martinez at his apartment, in a working-class neighborhood in central Cali, Colombia's third most populous city. He's 31, very energetic, and has a happy-go-lucky attitude about life. I ask him how he would describe his job.
Ah, soy un comerciante, emprendedor, businessman, ¿no?
He tells me he's a merchant, an entrepreneur, a businessman.
Siempre me fue bien vendiendo cosas en el colegio.
He tells me he's always had luck at selling things. In school, he would resell bracelets to his classmates he would buy in stores, or resell empanadas his grandma would make.
Incluso me acuerdo una vez que una muchacha quería unas manillas y yo se las vendí.
He remembers a girl who brought some bracelets from him, but didn't have the money to pay for them. So they came up with a payment plan for her. That's when he realized he had a nose for business. He had a business selling clothes and shoes, but then he heard from a friend about the hair buying and selling business. He went to the border, and he sort of fell into it. He gave me a breakdown of how it all works. He goes to the border once a month to buy hair. That's when he coordinates with the Venezuelan girls on Facebook or WhatsApp to meet up and get their haircut. Then, he brings the hair to salons in Cali, a city on the other end of the country. He says he makes double his money on each transaction. He can buy hair for as low as $40 and sell it for as much as $130.
Cada vez tiene más fuerza aquí en Cali, entonces cada vez...
And he's expanding. He says there's demand in other Colombian cities now, too. I'm sort of surprised how open he is about all of this. He doesn't seem too conflicted over the whole thing.
Don't you think it's somewhat ironic that, you know, Venezuelan women are known to be beautiful, to be obsessed with beauty, and now they're having to do this, sell their hair at the border to get by?
Pues sí, da mucho pesar, pero pues vienen niñas muy lindas y se vuelven sin cabeza.
He says, yeah, it makes them sad. Pretty girls cross over and live with no hair. He tries to cheer them up and tells them they're still pretty and that their hair will grow back. Things need to change over there, he says. And there isn't much he can do from here other than give them a way to make money.
Entonces, ¿para dónde vamos ahora?
Entonces, vamos para el centro, para los lados de la colmena.
Today, Guillermo's taking me with him to sell some hair extensions of Venezuelan hair to a client. He tells me to get on his motorcycle. And then he starts touring me around Cali.
No vaya tan rápido.
We pull up to a small storefront in a tree-lined side street in the middle-class area of Cali.
Bueno, entremos. Aquí ya estamos entrando al salón de belleza.
That's where we meet one of his clients, Vanessa Garcet.
Buenas.
Buenas.
She's young, in her late 20s, upbeat, and looks like she takes great care of her appearance. She has dark brown wavy hair to her shoulders.
Ve, acá le traje varios.
Ay, no, esa está...
A ver.
Muestra. Ay, no, este está re lindo, eh. Ay,
Guillermo pulls amiga, amiga, different chunks of hair out of his bag for Vanessa to look at.
Ay, ¿y ese cuánto cuesta? Okay.
She asks how much it costs.
Ya, aquí usted vea que yo lo que trabajo 100% es natural, entonces...
He tells Vanessa he comes from a good girl and that he's all natural and he has no split ends. He tells her it costs around $120.
Uy, pero qué, no, mi, no, está muy caro. Bájale a eso.
She asks him to lower the price. Guillermo pulls out a long ponytail of hair from his bag, and Vanessa's face lights up.
Ahí tengo este.
Ay, este. Y el color de este está más bonito.
Eso, es un poquito más oscuro. Es como...
She says it's a bit darker sí. And way longer than the other.
Ese es...
Y está re largo.
Vanessa says pero she wants her hair to look like Beyonce. Big and long.
Como medio Beyoncé, usted ha visto la que canta, pero grande.
Sí, o sea,
yo me quiero ver así, pelona, pelona, pelona.
She would love to have a lot of hair. And she says it's important that it looks natural. After Vanessa picks out her hair, I talk to her while she gets her extensions sewn in. We switch to English.
So you decided which hair you want for your extensions?
Yes, I love these ones. A little lighter than my original hair, but they will look nice.
Have you had hair extensions before?
Yes, I did once before. I wanted to feel more beautiful and I got extensions. But they didn't last very long. I hope these natural ones will last longer.
So what is considered beautiful here in Cali and in Colombia in general?
Well, here having long hair, how do you say, a curvy body, like many Caleñas do. You know, the Latin look, thing of our models and beautiful queens.
Cali is actually known for having the most beautiful girls in Colombia. There are many songs dedicated to Caleñas, which is how the women from here are called. For the last 2 years, actually, Miss Colombia has been from Cali.
Las Caleñas son como las flores, que vestidas van de mil colores, ellas nunca entregan sus amores.
It takes about an hour and a half to get her extensions. After she's done, Vanessa runs over to the full body mirror in the salon and inspects her new hair, which now flows past her waist. She ended up picking the Beyoncé hair she really liked.
So how do you like your hair? ¿Cómo te parece el pelo?
Ay, no, me quedó re lindo. Me quedó hermoso. It's great. Even better than I imagined.
As she checks out her hair in the mirror, I think of women like Daniela, selling their hair at the border and what they have to trade for moments like this.
Like, what do you think that, you know, the fact that you're able to buy cheaper hair extensions of natural hair is because of the crisis in Venezuela?
No, pues, la cosa en Venezuela está muy complicada, pero pues, what is happening in Venezuela is so sad, and it's crazy what they have to go through. I feel their pain. I think if this is a way we can help them, buying their hair, welcoming them to our country, hiring them for jobs, it shows we are sister countries.
Venezuela and Colombia, we used to be the same country in the 1800s. And we share not only a long border, but also cultural traditions and food. There's a sense of connection, that we're somehow intertwined. Colombians went to Venezuela when things were really bad here. And now, that's happening in reverse. And Colombia has welcomed at least 1 million Venezuelan migrants. But as Venezuela continues to deteriorate, it's also hard to know just how much Colombia will be able to help. Back in Cúcuta, on the border, Daniela isn't thinking much about her appearance. After Daniela gets her $60 for her hair at the border and puts on her baseball hat, we hop in a taxi and we head downtown.
Buenas.
Because now, she has the cash to buy the things her family needs. We enter a large supermarket that is also a department store. And as soon as we step in, Daniela stops me.
Uf. Bueno, que entrar aquí da mucha nostalgia.
She tells me that entering that big supermarket gives her a lot of nostalgia of what they once had in Venezuela, but that now it's a dream.
Bueno, esto... Mira, esto en Venezuela cuesta cuatro veces más.
She picks up a toothbrush and tells me, look, this is 4 times more expensive in Venezuela.
Y pues lo necesito. Algo tan simple como toallas sanitarias, jabón...
For things so basic like tampons, soap, shampoo, they have to save it and count it drop by drop.
Eso es casi que da gotas contarlo.
After the supermarket, we go to the pharmacy where Daniela buys antibiotics, painkillers, flu medicine, and insulin. Then she tells me she's decided to save half of the money. She wants to leave Venezuela for good.
La mitad. Y ya no me queda de otra. Yo me tengo que ir y bueno, mientras pueda...
She says she has no other choice. She has to look out for her son. I wasn't expecting her to tell me this, but I'm not that surprised. As Venezuela continues to fall into chaos, people are looking for any way out. And now, this long, beautiful hair, a symbol of national pride in Venezuela, has also become a ticket out. Thank you.
Our thanks to Luis Gallo for reporting that story. It was edited by Sofia Paliza Ka. The Latino USA team includes Marlon Bishop, Miguel Macias, Maggie Freeling, Antonia Cerejido, Janice Yamoka, and Sayer Quevedo, with help from Maya Cueva and additional editing by Allison McAdam. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholtz. Our interns are Caroline Aguirre and Lucas Southard. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, be sure to stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. Oh, and one more thing, dear podcast listener. You know how much we love reading all of your comments, so keep them coming and take a moment to rate and review Latino USA, which helps other listeners to find us. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org. The Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.
Hi, Luis! I don't know why.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA. The story of the Latinos who helped shape rock music, from garage rock pioneers to the bassist for a little band called Metallica. The hidden history of Latinos in rock and roll. That's next time on Latino USA.